My little pretty youthful Nancy, prithee sit down by my side. There is none but thee, I fancy, for to make my lawful bride. I will make it well appear, there's no farmer far or near has such dainty curious gear as I have for thee, my dear. Then prithee, Nancy, be not coy, thou alone shalt be my joy. Give me thy love, or else an answer, thou art she whom I adore. Did not you know my good old grandeur, he has left me all his store? Love, I do protest and vow, I have got a cart and plough, 7 pigs besides a sow. Dearest, can you love me now? Then prithee make no more ado, if thou canst love me, tell me true. I have not told you half my treasure, love, my portion is not small. I have riches out of measure, thou shalt be the dame of all. There's a coffer crammed with gold, beside silver still untold, also sheep and lambs in fold, most delightful to behold. If thou to love art now inclined, I prithee let me know thy mind. He loved me, his darling Robin, making me his only heir. Likewise left me roan and Dobbin with his little bobtail mare. When my grandeur died in peace, here he left me 10 years' lease, with a flock of ducks and geese, which does daily still increase. And therefore now before you go, if thou canst love me, tell me go. Besides this is not all my riches, there's his good old coat of buff, mountaineer cap and buffskin breeches, besides all his household stuff, pots and pans with piggins too. All I have I'll give to you. Let us make no more ado, for I hadn't much time to woo, and therefore now before I go, if thou canst love me, tell me so. But Robin, wherefore should you settle love upon so mean a bride? Here you talk of corn and cattle, and of 20 things besides. Therefore when your friends shall know that you do yourself bestow on a fortune mean and low, they will seek my overthrow. I'd rather be a poor man's wife than live a discontented life. Sweet love, my father and my mother, they to this will now agree, for they say above all other, thou wilt make a wife for me. Therefore, dearest, be not coy, let me now thy love enjoy, as I am an honest boy. There is none shall thee annoy, I'll tender thee both day and night, and thou shalt have my heart's delight. I prithee, Nancy, don't deny me, why are you so mild and mute? If you are resolved to try me, let us make no more dispute. Love thou, I have this estate, as I freely do relate. If thou wilt but be my mate, I'll forsake both Joan and Kate. Though they have house and land withal, yet thou art more to me than all. A damsel in that very hour her dear Robin did adore, for she then had not the power to deny him any more. Then his Nancy he did lead to his father's house with speed. Then their parents all agreed that they should in love proceed. Now they no more disputing stand, resolve to marry out of hand.